Why would you allow such a noble species as humanus, biped erectus, sapien, to die or perish from the universe if you could pass along information?
So we're valuable.
May save them.
We're like the whale or the eagle to them, in that we're valuable. They get something from us, like we get from the symbol of the eagle or from the nobility of the whale.
Of course. They have lost the ability of extreme emotions. Human being has them in abundance. They find this very fascinating.
What do you mean they've lost the ability for extreme emotions?
They think in terms. For instance, Ian.
Yes, sir.
When you pick up a flower.
Yes, sir.
You smell its fragrance.
Yeah.
You see its color, the dulcet symmetry of its beauty. And you start thinking in terms of love and beautiful girls. And think of its nature.
Yes, sir.
The alien picks up the same flower. He thinks chlorophyll, resin, hemp, niacin. You understand? He does not think in terms of the beauty of that flower, but what it is composed of. Whereas you are a dreamer, and therefore your worth is universal.
But how smart can they be, though, if they've evolved beyond a point where they can no longer appreciate the simple beauty of a flower?
Because logic is far more workable than emotions. It is better, for instance, if you're going to Phoenix, you will take a scenic route over the mountains to see the beautiful sunsets, the hills, the valleys, you understand, the cacti, and things of this nature. They believe the best way to go is the straightest point, is a straight line to where they're going.
Right.
And things of this nature. This is logic. Now, it is also, Ian, listen to me.
Yes, sir.
It is also logical for me to love you instead of hate you.
Right.
It is logical for me to do a good deal with you instead of a bad one.
Okay.
It is logical for me to embrace you instead of drive you away. It is logical for me to accept you instead of be intolerant of you.
Okay.
So therefore, logic is a kind of divinity in a way. Yet, it lacks the emotion of the passion of the universe.
So we're kind of like a McCoy to their Spock.
Well, yeah, maybe.
I mean, in the mercurial Dr. McCoy, the passionate Dr. McCoy, to their coldly logical Vulcan.
Well, I mean, my goodness, if that's what you wish, yes, nonetheless, it is so.
Okay. So, I mean, again, though, I mean, it seems like then they're too smart by half, that if they appreciate the fact that we have such passions and extreme emotions, you'd think that they would have found a, if they recognize that it has value, that they would have found a way to be able to reintroduce it into their species.
They have evolved to the extent as to where they no longer can articulate on a verbal level. That is, make sounds like saying, hello, how are you?
What
it
do they do?
It is all telepathic.
Okay.
Telepathic is perhaps the purest form of communication in existence, in the sense that it's not what you say, it's what you mean.
Right.
And things like this. And thus, rudimentary passions and jealousies and anger and hatred and all this is not necessary. If they have to kill you, it is not necessary to hate you to do so, but simply to prevent themselves from being killed. So they think in logic, whereas we think in terms of vengeance. You see?
Okay. So, but again, I would think that that would have been something that the Beavians, if they recognize that, even if they speak telepathically, that they would try to figure out a way to make themselves more like us if they admire us. You know,
the reason for picking me up.
Okay.
That's the reason for picking you up.
Okay, but so
and
what?
Not thousands of others.
What did they learn from you?
They want to tap back into what they have lost sometimes back in history.
How do they do that?
They can feel the emotions of the human creature because genetically we're not too far different. In ancient times, the ancient scripture says, and in those days, there were giants in the land, and the sons of the angels of God looked upon the daughters of men and found them fair, and took of them wives, and their sons became of old Greek men of renown. So they have been mixing with us on a genetic level since the time of Enoch and Ezekiel's will.
Okay, so did they take from you what, your seed to help with their population?
They are able to literally breed with humans and create hybrids.
Have you bred with them?
Which gets them closer to the human emotion.
Have you bred with them?
I endorse in such a thing with them.